Tuesday, December 13th, 2022, 7 o'clock p.m., regular town board meeting.
All right, ready to get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Rogue Town Board for December 13th, 2022, and ask the clerk to please call the roll to establish quorum.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan? Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
And Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And if everyone would please rise for a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much, everyone. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes. I believe there is only one set of minutes, and it is for a regular town board meeting for November 8th, 2022. Any comments, discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? So we have one abstention, three yes. Thank you. Agenda item two is Medicare reimbursement. Which we provide to our retirees when they reach age 62. But it requires board resolution per the organizational meeting resolution that's adopted annually. And this would be for Timothy Butler, allowing him to receive partial reimbursement from the town of Monroe in the amount of $289.20 quarterly. So I entertain a motion authorizing the board to make partial reimbursement of Medicare for our eligible retiree on the Medicare Advantage Health Plan, specifically Timothy Butler, who's enrolled in the Medicare Advantage Plan on October 1st, 2022.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item three is Highway Department. I've got a number of items here. The first one is, as you know, we have been without a highway superintendent since, I think, the end of September. And in the absence of a sitting highway superintendent, the deputy highway superintendent assumes all the duties and roles of the highway superintendent, and that has been Chris Abrams since that point in time. He has expressed interest in filling in to serve out the unexpired term of the highway superintendent, and that would be for the end of this year. You have to run this year, I believe, right?
Right.
So that would be through December 31st of 2023, even though it was another year left in that term, I believe. So my recommendation would be to appoint Mr. Abrams to the vacant position of highway superintendent for the term that resulted in the vacancy of the superintendent, Paul Joseph, effective December 19th, 2022.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations, Chris. Thank you. Superintendent serving on Monday. Next item, Chris has brought forward a request to purchase 150 gallons of hydraulic fluid and 150 gallons of 15W40 synthetic blend oil. This is under, I think it's state contract?
County contract.
And the vendor is RH Crown Company from Johnstown, New York. And the price of the hydraulic fluid is $11.47.98.
And the oil would be $2,539.98. This would come from account. Is the account listed on there?
DB5142.
DB5142.46. Got all these numbers, of course. And presently there's $5,549.73 remaining in that account. And actually, that would be the total. And the amount budgeted for the fiscal year was $104,513.69.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, Deputy Highway Superintendent wishes to hire a full-time laborer too, which was budgeted for in the budget and for 2023. And it does not require town board ratification. However, we typically do it just for from a record keeping standpoint so that Jeffrey can track the effective date and all that. And so his recommendation is to hire Sean Dunbar on January 9th, 2023 to fill his position. He's been a part-time as needed employee since November 2013. So Highway Department personnel are very familiar with it. And obviously this would be subject to successful completion of a pre-employment physical.
He already has one.
Oh, he has it? Okay, so we don't have to do that. So if somebody would like to move that.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is we do have, my office has received a request for a release of security on Timber Lane. I think in talking with council, historically we've done that by a letter.
It's a letter that is in this line, and we should have it tomorrow.
And we don't need town board action on that. This is for the, they're looking for a release of the security. The top coat has already been applied to that road in that area, and meets the satisfaction of Deputy Highway Superintendent. I know the building department was involved in inspections on and off during that process, so we're good to go with that. And the next item is, as you know, the town board budgeted for lease of a grade up for the 2023 fiscal year. And we have the ability, instead of waiting to until August of 2023 to receive it, if we commit to it as soon as possible, I think it'll be ready in February.
They're telling me early May.
Early May. So it will get moved up.
It's in this round of orders.
Yeah, so in order for us to have it signed, basically the town we're all looking for something in writing from the supervisor saying that, yes, we want it, basically. I don't know if that requires town board authorization since we budgeted for it.
We
haven't and we haven't for it. We're not
correct.
Paying for it.
So you're fine.
So I can just do it if the board's okay with that.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. So
good job this summer.
Do you have anything else, Chris?
No. When would I see that?
I can probably have it in a day, less than a day. Is it time sensitive?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take it and I'll sign my name. Will that work? All right, anything else?
No.
Next item, agenda item is number four, Water and Sewer Department. We do have a number of items here. The first one, the most prominent one, if you recall, the town has been considering the option of doing a county connection for our sewer moving forward with the project to begin in 2023. And so we were required to, he's done a municipal law, 202,
correct.
To hold a public hearing, take comments from the public. We did that. We closed the public hearing at the last board meeting that followed the public hearing. We indicated that the questions that were posed, we would seek to have answers for those questions at this board meeting before we took up any resolution authorizing the town to move forward with the county connection. So the first question that that had arisen, or one of, I don't know if it's in the same order, but was that has the sewer district been consolidated? And per the engineer, the Town and Rural Sewer District remains unconsolidated at this time, but it's something that we have been considering, and you know, it's a recommendation of the engineer to move forward with consolidation as soon as possible, which will benefit all the users in the district. But at this time, we have not done consolidation. The one of the things that will benefit the system with a consolidation is the new pressure sewer collection and pump station, which will benefit from the county force main connection. And so the engineer is strongly recommending that we move forward with district consolidation, which will provide the same benefits that occurred when we did the water district consolidations. The second question that was posed, where is the treatment agreement with the county? There's no contract needed with Saratoga County since the entire town of Monroe lies within the boundaries of Saratoga County Sewer District Number 1. Obviously, the town will need to comply with the sewer district regulations. And because we lie within the sewer district, the sewer, county sewer does not require the purchase of reserve capacity. We basically pay for the established rate. There was another question that was posed in relation to the project going into the Ag District and whether or not the town had received review and approval from the Department of Agriculture and Markets. And the answer to that question is that based on council's review, the agricultural district map provided to him by Saratoga County is located to the southeast of the sewer district boundaries. And moreover, any infrastructure installed with respect to improvements will be on highway rights of way, and they will not be in the boundaries of the agricultural district. So we do not need approval from the Department of Agriculture and Markets. So those were the questions that were posed to the board. We got the answers as we said we would. So at this time, the question for the board is, do you want to move forward now that we've held a public hearing, we've secured the answers the public asked for in relation to the county connection?
Well, I do. I don't know about other board members, but for all the reasons we discussed at the last meeting, the benefits of having redundancy in the system, doing business with the county, that we have a seat at the table at, I think there's a lot of benefits for the residents of the town of Rome.
I agree. If we're going to potentially be spending millions of dollars, I want to invest it into the town. Having two different options to go to the table to discuss rates, I think that's huge. I think, again, the steps to be on top of this is looking at the consolidation after this is done, pushing the cost not just on the one district that is going to fall to now. So I take responsibility that this is the first step in it, and we need to continue to push that in the right way.
Myself, in this idea came up back in March, I suggested that we do a more measured approach to getting our needed capacity. The thing is, I was told at the time that this would be paid for completely by outside the town money. No taxpayer dollars from the town road would be funding this project. And I'm not saying it's a bad project. I'm just saying timing. I think we should be more patient, more measured in our approach to getting the capacity for this project. But that being said, it was said that there would be no town tax dollars used for this. It was going to be state, federal, county funding. Well, now this thing before us is $1 million of ARPA money, American Rescue Plan money, which is going to be put toward this process of taking the sewer to Saratoga County. The other $4 million will be added to the $12 million that the people in the sewer district now will be added to their debt. So they're going to be paying gambling this extra $4 million. And that's what I said when I opposed this thing last time, rushing into this thing, is that we're gambling taxpayers' money, hoping that we're going to need this capacity, we're going to need this, have to go this route. And I'm going to take a more measured approach. You know, and at first I said the taxpayer money, the ARPA money. I really did like the idea of taking that for the for capacity right now, because that money was supposed to be used for the benefit of all people in the town, not just for the sewer district. Then I thought about it and said, no, because if this thing takes off, like I hope that that the development in this town takes off enough to justify these moves, that everyone in the town will, you know, reap some benefits. So I don't have a problem spending the ARPA money. What I have a problem with is I don't want to have to go back to Eddie Petrich over here at Pioneer Trucks, or the Wallace family up the road, or Dan Johnson over to Fitzgerald, and say, last night we just went and increased your debt for the sewer district from $12 million to $16 million. I don't want to have to do that. You know, we could take that ARPA money, the city of Glens Falls has an offer on the table to sell us capacity, up to 200,000 gallons of capacity, over a 2-year period for $4.80 a gallon. My suggestion is that we go slowly and methodically in this. Buy some. We don't know right now how much capacity we need. We really don't. Go slowly. Buy the capacity because we're going to need it. And hopefully, during this slow process, we get some big developers to come in here and say, hey, we want to put these big projects in. So hopefully that happens. But I think we're putting all our eggs in one basket now and gambling that hopefully these people will come. When this thing passed, these people over here who are going to be stuck with this big bill for the next 30 years, they were promised a big warehouse, never materialized. An office complex, never materialized. Our engineer said that probably in the first year, you'd see $100 million worth of coming in over there. It was going to go crazy. And that's not even in post-star, so don't think I'm pulling these numbers out of the sky. But it hasn't happened. And I'd like to see it happen. But we don't know. We really don't. There's too many unknowns for me to back this. And I'm not saying thinking that Saratoga County isn't a good idea. I just think we should be more methodical, more measured in our approach toward it. You know, buy the capacity as we need it. And the thing is, too, I was encouraged. I looked at the map plan for the project. And this project will only take less than a year to run it down Saratoga County. So if we get some big developers in there, we got some room to work with, and we can get this thing approved and get it down to Saratoga County within a year to accommodate these people. So it isn't like we're looking out 2 or 3 years. So I think a more measured approach would probably be a better way to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Not sure where to have difficulty following your reasoning, but I'll touch on a couple items. that come to mind. You indicated that taxpayer money is being utilized for this project, and I want to be clear that the town was in receipt of just over $1.2 million in ARPA funds, and to date, not $1 of that is earmarked for this project going south. You talked about the $4 million in ARPA funds. Town doesn't have $4 million.
I didn't say first that ARPA funds on this vote. There's $4 million toward this project will be put on the back of the people in the sewer district. We're going to add that to the $12 million. They approved $16 million, and it was great. And I was glad to see it. We redesigned it and we got it down to $12 million to take some of the burden off these people in the sewer district. Now we want to come back and say, listen, you approved $16 million, so we're going to throw $4 million back at it. In hoping and gambling that we're going to get, you know, we're going to need this capacity in Senate, Senator. That's what we're doing. And I don't want to put that kind of another $4 million on those people over in Route 9, hoping that we get something. You know, they've been promised and promised, and nothing's come.
I'm not sure what you mean by nothing. I know there's a Fresh Connect that's. Would be constructed completely by now, but they're unable to get materials to finish the project. I know that there's a sign-off for Hoffman Car Wash. I'm not sure what we're talking about nothing coming into our commercial quarter. We've seen our use of capacity, which is currently capped with a contract with 190,000 gallons per day with the city of Glens Falls. Through other administrations, that was, you know, that money, that capacity was set aside for economic development, and apparently they felt it was better spent to utilize our future for apartment developments. But I voted against that at the time and would do so again. But I was in the minority. So we're fixing the future, we're planning for the future. We expect to exceed the 190,000 because we're going to have, or already have, significant growth in the commercial quarter, which was predicted. And so we can go with the terms which the city of Glens Falls has provided to us, which are astronomical. Quite frankly, I think we have a fiduciary responsibility. I committed when I undertook this project with my colleagues on the board at that time that we would make this, before the first bill went out to our sewer users, as cheap as that could be based on the development that we anticipated, based on the grants we were able to secure, the loans at zero, a phenomenal story. I don't think too many towns can talk about how that. And knowing that none of us on the board at that time had any skin in the game, we put it to a vote. The people who were willing to have to pay for this project had an opportunity. We didn't sit up here and make a decision for them. We had a democratic process. And the proposed ratepayers in the district authorized the town board move forward with a $16 million project, and we haven't seen that. So with that, I'm confident that we'll move forward. I have the floor, Council. So with that, my recommendation would be to move forward so that we can continue the economic development that we committed to our community, and to do that in a cost-effective manner.
Okay, I've got one more comment. You said this is voted on by the people in the district who are going to pay for it. And I not only feel bad for the people who voted no, because this ain't barely passed. I feel sorry for the people who voted yes, with promises from the supervisor for a big warehouse. This was in the Post-Star. I'll get the article for you, Pat. It was in the Post-Star. They were promised a big warehouse that was going to take pay for most of the sewer. There was an offer, and it's going to pay for most of the sewer. Now we've got three or four places over there. In the year 2022, there's not been one land transaction over in Route 9. Not one. But you think for the sewer getting ready to be hooked up, that there'd be some developers coming in here, get ready, hook up the sewer, that's a big draw. It's not happening. And I'm just afraid these people are going to get stuck again.
Well, first of all, I do have a follow-up. If you believe everything you read in the media, then you are someone who really do a disservice in the role as a council member. And second of all, you will not find anywhere where I promise anyone that a warehouse is coming. Do you have a document?
When you talk document, you can't try to make it look bad.
Well, you're shorter than I am.
The only person who looks bad
is you. You're shorter than I am, so I can't
help
you.
I'm done with you.
Councilman,
so I guess having listened to your points, Councilman, and the supervisor, I get both sides of your comment too, and this isn't a decision I take lightly. I wasn't on the board when this was voted and approved. I know that a lot of unforeseens between 2020 and now have happened, but I look at it, and with the documents that were provided to us by the LaVerge and the infrastructure costs and the capital costs, and we're looking at the same paperwork and the millions of dollars, I guess where I'm at, and the estimated per gallon cost, going with that split system, it's the infrastructure costs are similar to what it would be if we went with that rate that you're discussing there, Councilman Donahue. And our per thousand gallon rate is more with that. And I don't think we're ever going to get the opportunity to have the support of the county, have the support of the state and the federal funds that are to move forward to have the rate and put ourselves at a good spot in the future to negotiate and have whoever the supervisor at the time is at the table to negotiate those rates. I don't take it lightly if we're going to spend $4 million of money, even if we were able to come in under budget for the original project. But I look at the future and consolidating that these sewer districts in the future, I think this is the most responsible way of doing it, in my opinion, right now. I want to be able to, in the future, have that growth and go. I still see it's going to come.
The other piece I just want to continue to highlight is the redundancy that we will have that we don't have today. And I think, like we do in our water system, I think that's a piece that's often forgotten. And as Councilman Stewart pointed out, the math on the rates with the city once falls, once we exceed the capacity, make it more expensive for the rate. Repairs. So, for all the reasons already mentioned, I'd just be repeating it. I'm very supportive of it.
Once again, there's one more thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think the timing is wrong.
And so, I would also like to add, anyone not supporting moving forward with this resolution would essentially be saying that. They don't support securing additional capacity over the 190,000 without penalty from the city of Lynn's Falls. They would not support increasing our reserve capacity by an additional 283,000 gallons of capacity per day for treatment. They would not be supporting allowing the town of Monroe to have representation and input over annual rates at the county for sewer. And, eventually would not be in support of the proposal by Saratoga County Sewer Authority to earmark some of their $30 million in infrastructure upgrades for town of Wilton and the town of Monroe. So, that's pretty much what we for saying we don't support the proposal.
So I don't think you should put words in my mouth.
Well, you're sensitive. I didn't name anybody. I just said it. I mean, it was
so respectable.
So, with that, it sounds like the majority of the board would like to move forward this evening with the resolution. I believe the clerk has a copy of the resolution. And would you like to read that for the board?
County of Saratoga, Town of Moreau, December 13th, 2022. Determination on the cost of improvements and or the cost to reconstruct existing facilities and appurtenances for the benefit of Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5 in the Town of Moreau, County of Saratoga, State of New York, pursuant to Section 202B of the Town Law of the State of New York. Whereas an engineering report hereinafter referred to as a map and plan has been prepared in such a manner and such detail as is required by Section 202B of the Town Law of the State of New York regarding the cost of improvements and or the cost to reconstruct existing facilities and for the benefit of Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5 in the Town of Moreau, County of Saratoga, State of New York. And whereas said map and plan was prepared by LaBarge Group, competent engineers duly licensed by the State of New York, showing the cost of improvements and or the cost to reconstruct existing facilities and appurtenances for the benefit of Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5. And whereas an order was adopted by the Town Board of Moreau on November 8th, 2022, reciting the filing of the map and plan in the Town Clerk's Office for public inspection and all matters required by law to be stated. And whereas the order set November 29th, 2022 at 6:30 p.m. local time at the Town of Moreau Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, 12828, as the date and time and place of the public hearing to consider the map and plan and hear all persons interested in the subject thereof and to take such an action as required and authorized by law. And whereas such an order was published and posted as required by law, and whereas a hearing on the matter was held by the Town Board on November 29th, 2022, beginning at 6:30 p.m., in the matter being duly discussed and all interested parties, persons having been duly heard, and whereas the Town Board did at that time on November 29th, 2022, resolve and determine to conclude and close the public hearing and to subsequently render a decision at a regular Town Board meeting on December 13th, 2022, to be conducted at the Town of Moreau Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, 12828. Now, therefore, it is resolved and determined the maximum amount to be expended on the cost of improvements, the cost to reconstruct existing facilities and appurtenances for the benefit of Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5, shall be increased from $16 million to $18,690,000. The tax rates for owners of the typical property within the Town of Moreau, Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5, attributable to the improvements and construction to existing facilities and appurtenances within Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5, shall equal $9.02 per 1,000 of assessed value and $119.46 per acre for capital charges and $1.02 per 1,000 of assessed value and $5.04 per 1,000 gallons for operation and maintenance charges. The improvements contemplated with this section 202B proceeding will be completed without exceeding the previously authorized financing amount of $16 million authorized for the creation of Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5. The notice of hearing was published and posted as required by law and is otherwise sufficient. All property and property owners within Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5 are benefited by the improvements and the reconstruction to existing facilities and appurtenances for Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5. It is in the public interest to construct the proposed improvements and to reconstruct existing facilities. Approval of the New York State Comptroller is not required, in as much as real property within the town of Moreau, sewer district number 1, extension 5, is not wholly or partly located within the Adirondack Park. The improvements, the cost to reconstruct existing facilities and appurtenances for the benefit of sewer district number 1, extension 5, in the town of Moreau, county of Saratoga, state of New York, pursuant to section 202B of the town law of the state of New York, is approved. The adoption of the foregoing resolution and determination was duly put to a vote, and upon roll call, the vote was as follows.
So, would somebody like to move that for discussion?
So,
second. Discussion. I would just like to add, before we take it up, one of the touched on it a little bit before we offered this resolution. I would like, with the board's support, to move forward with consolidation as quickly as possible, hopefully within the next 30 to 45 days, going into the new year, so that, you know, we're all buttoned up on that, and that will make this project the right decision, as opposed to going across the river with the current rates that the city of Greensboro has had, and it will benefit all the ratepayers that utilize our sewer services in the district. So
I agree. I don't have any further discussion than what we had before the reading.
Call the roll. All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Motion passes. Also on the Water and Sewer Department, we have a few other items. We need to set the bid opening. I believe the clerk also has a resolution for that.
Yes. Is there any words in there that I can't pronounce? Sorry.
And this would be for the resolution to advertise for public bidding and establishing the bid opening date.
Okay, at the official, resolution number, approval to advertise for public bidding, County Force Main Connection Contract 2. As the official meeting of the Town of Moreau Town Board, State of New York, held on December 13th, 2022, the following resolution was made by, whereas the design engineer, LeBurge Group, has developed plans, specifications, and contract documents for the project which call for extension of sanitary sewer force main to connect with Saratoga County Sewer District Number 1 collection and treatment system. And whereas contract documents inform potential bidders that the town has not yet received all required governmental approvals, and the town will not be responsible for any costs incurred by any bidder if the town is unable to award the project. And whereas the design engineer has provided contract documents to the Department of Environmental Conservation, Department of Transportation, and will issue bid addendums as needed to address technical comments received, and therefore it be resolved that the Town of Moreau Town Clerk is authorized to advertise for construction bids for the project using the contract documents provided by the design engineer, which will establish a bid opening date of January 19th, 2023 at 10 a.m.
So moved. Second.
Second.
Any discussion on the resolution?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Next item I have is addendum 3, construction phase services for Town and Row Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5. I'll just read through correspondence from the LaBerge Group. Says, Dear Supervisor Prisoners, as you're aware, Newcastle Construction deployed multiple crews during the October and November 2022, attempting to meet the original substantial completion date of December 15, 2022. And just as for point of reference, we allowed that date to be extended to October 2023, mm-hmm. which is why we're going to. To date, the contractors completed all work except for the final site work at the Route 9 pump station and installing a few grinder pumps in Lamplighter Acres. Actually, I think they may have completed that work, but they're not pretty darn close to doing that. The contractor expects to complete the remaining Lamplighter Acres installation by December 15th of 2022. As recently as authorized by the town, the contractor anticipates completing the Route 9 pump station work by October 15th of 2023. Please be advised that the contractor's use of up to 4 crews per day required our office to assign a second field observer, which depleted the available construction observation budget. As such, the construction observation budget would need to increase since the original budget assumed a single observer would work completed by December 15, 2022. In addition, the original construction administration budget would need to increase for the administration through October 15, 2023. In light of the above, we propose that the following professional services budget adjustments are needed to complete our assignment. Phase 1040 Construction Administration. They're looking for approval to increase the budget $18,000 to assist with the contract administration through October 15th of 2023. In phase 3600 Construction Observation, to increase the budget by $60,000 to provide additional observer hours for the contractor's current schedule. If acceptable, please sign the return and attached contract addendum. And if you recall, we received a grant for this work, and because of the change in date and the speed at which they were working required additional crews to be on site, which is why he needs to amend the contract. I'm talking with the LaBerge. He doesn't believe that we will get up to the $60,000 in 2023, but he'd like authority for that in the addendum so that there is a cushion if that is needed. So the NAWIA grant is 90% reimbursable, and if you recall, we asked him to do the NAWIA grant as part of the planning process. Now this is the implementation, which can be rolled into the grant for reimbursement. But we have to authorize those changes in this contract. So I'll be looking for authority to sign the contract addendum number 2018107-03, dated December 1st.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Supporting that and getting the project done sooner is absolutely right thing to do here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We also have a proposal from the LaBerge Group to apply for another Craig Green. And if you recall, we've applied for 2 CRAGE grants during this process. We've been successful with one. The reason we weren't successful with the second one is that the way the town finances were, the EFC interpreted how the projects to be one and the same, not 2 separate projects, so they wouldn't give 2 grants for one project, the same project. So Don believes there's a very high probability that we will secure the third Craig grant, and as you know, there's a fee involved in applying for it, and that is a lump sum fee of $2,000. supervisor to sign.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Sewer this evening, and we have received requests for what water and sewer rates will be going into 2023, and the engineer is working with our water superintendent, came up with a recommendation which the board has, and his recommendation is to for 2023 is to keep the water rates the same as 2022 with no change, and that the sewer rates match what is in the map plan and report for District 1 Extension 5.
You need a motion?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So I have for water and sewer. Agenda item 5 is supervisor items. We have a couple to report. Received correspondence today from Lehigh Hansen in relation to the planned action. I'll read it briefly. Not good news, but it's already been publicized. It says, Dear Mayor Collins and Town Supervisor Stroh and Kuzniers, I'm writing on behalf of Lehigh Cement Company, LLC, to give you notice that the Glens Falls located at 313 Warren Street, Glens Falls, New York, will permanently close. The shutdown will occur in a phased manner, commencing at some point between April 3rd, 2023 and April 17th, 2023. This plant closure is necessary due to the changes to the competitive landscape within the global cement industry. It has become increasingly difficult for relatively small and aging plants like the Glens Falls plant to cost effectively manufacture its products. All affected employees have been notified of their separation dates and that their separation from employment at the plant is permanent. Employees are expected to be separated from employment beginning in the period from April 3rd, 2023 to April 17th, 2023. With the phase of manner shutdown, some employees will remain at the plant beyond the identified 14-day period. However, all separations are expected to be accomplished by the end of 2023. And then I have a list of all the titles, which is pretty extensive. And they add that this is a plant-wide layoff due to the plant's closure, and there will be no bumping rights for the affected employees. That is, employees will not be able to displace more junior employees out of their job positions as a result of plant closure. The other notices required by the New York Warren Act were sent on the same day as this letter. The notices to the affected employees were hand-delivered, if available, or otherwise sent certified mail. And it is signed Andrea Corey, who is Director of Human Resources. Not the kind of news you want to report. I also received a letter and it's posted on our website in relation to the biochar solutions public input for DEC, and it's being held on December 19, 2022 at 6 p.m. And I believe this is a Zoom or a call-in using the phone. All the information, the flyer in its entirety is posted on our website. And there are some question and answers on the back page of the fact sheet, so that is available to the public. I received correspondence from New York State Canal Corporation from their director, Brian Stratton, in relation to the Earth and Embankment Integrity Program. It's a notice of release of final generic environmental impact statement and final embankment code book. They're required by regulation part 617 to provide notification to the municipalities involved, and they indicate that they are releasing the final embankment maintenance guidebook, which is its primary governance document for implementation of the WEIP and the GEIS and final guidebook documents. And they will be receiving responses and comments through on November 30th, 2022. So it's already occurred. You will now receive this on December 1st. Reminder for Association of Towns, anyone interested in attending, that will be February 19th through 22nd, 2023 at the New York Marquee, Marriott Marquee in New York City. Anyone wishing to attend on the board, please let the office know and we can make arrangements on your behalf. Has to be done no later than February 3rd, 2023. Quick note, interest, I think I sent my office sent an email around somebody interested in serving on the planning board. Mr. Bradley Nelson, I had an opportunity to sit down and chat with him. I encourage him to reach out to other board members, meet with them, and talk. I don't know if that's happened or not. But if that does happen, and there's consensus to move forward, let me know. I do have one vacancy on the board at this time, and there may be an alternate as well. And that is all I have for supervisor items. Committee reports. I don't think I have anything to report on. Does anybody else have anything to do?
Just a brief update. I know I updated this before in public last meeting, but I have some more. So the Borough Big Bend Trail construction document package is about ready. It should be done this week. I'll send information out to all the board members. Do need to spend some time. It's very lengthy, but we're at the point in time to get it submitted to the state for against timelines for the funding. Remember, it's a $250,000 grant. So I will be looking. The rec committee will be looking for feedback from all the board, and that will be this week. So I'll forward that email. But it's looking really nice. And, we passed all the archaeology. Surveys without any problems, and the site surveys have been done.
Great. And the other thing for committees is just the transfer station committee is working with Councilman Frick Donahue. Have been looking at some comparable towns that also received the county recycling money as well. It looks like we're a bit behind the times on our fees. If you look at Queensbury, we're charging less than half of what they're charging right now for a bag, and it's very similar with Corinth. And that being said, with our large single items. So, Mike, just for food for thought, I can wait for Councilman Bob Noonan to be here as well. The next one I was trying to push forward, and speaking with Councilmember Donahue, moving our residence rates up 50 cents for all bag items, even though we're still way behind others, not hitting all at once, moving that up 50 cents and moving non-residents up $1 and adjusting some of our large single items up by $10. Our chairs, for example, to get rid of a chair at our transfer station is $15, and to get rid of a sofa is $15. There's stuff that just needs to be adjusted because our haul's going out. It costs them way more than what we're bringing in. So I'm hoping we can get the support with that, and I'll actually have the numbers in the form so that we can take action on for the first of the year.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind just put this something in writing,
yep.
We'll get on the next agenda.
Sounds great.
All right, thank you. Agenda item 7, the executive session. We do need an executive session to discuss the work history of an unnamed town employee or employee.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? session. I would like the record to reflect that we did not take any action in executive session. I do need to go back on a motion we did earlier this evening in relation to the Craig Grant application. We authorized LaBerge Group to apply for the grant in a lump sum fee of $2,000, but there's also another $2,000 for, what was the other $2,000 for?
Administration
of the grant. So I would need an additional grant, or additional resolution to authorize LaBerge Group to do the administration on a previous approved grant application for the water district consolidation in an amount of $2,000 plus some reimbursables. Does that work?
Anything else on that? Before we move. So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. So that's that. All right, agenda item 8 under other business. I did have a conversation with my office regarding the second meeting of the month, the audit meeting that typically takes place. And we are off the town hall's closed on Friday the 23rd, and we're also closed on Monday the 26th. Which only gives my office a day to get everything buttoned up. So they're requesting that we change the audit meeting to Wednesday the 28th. Am I right?
Yes.
And that coupled with the fact, I have nothing pressing for the end of the month for a regular town board meeting. So I'd be willing to entertain a motion to only have the audit meeting 4 p.m. on Wednesday the 28th, because we still have our town employees here. There's still here at 4, they don't have to come back, and that we don't do the second council meeting.
4 p.m.?
Yeah. If you can, everybody can make it 4 p.m. on the 28th. Did I do that right?
All right.
So, second?
Oh, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So any other business? Any other business? So privilege of the floor. Any member of the public wish to be heard? Hearing none, we'll move on to motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a great holiday.
Have a good holiday.
Yes.